Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And it is a pleasure to have two guests here this morning. And we're going to be talking about a special event on Valentine's Day. So, Brendan, we're going to start with you because that's kind of where the program starts, is with the Elks.
Right. We're going to start with a very nice dinner in the dining room. We're having prime rib or Windsor chop with a baked potato, roll, dessert, and a glass of wine. All for $30 a person. And you know, when you think about Valentine's Day, you think of couples and stuff. Well, grab a girlfriend or something and come down. Or if you have a mother and somebody, you know, they would just love to be taken out on Valentine's Day. It brings back a lot of memories for them. So come down and have a meal with us. And you can get that by getting your tickets at Rex Pharmacy, Safeguard, or the Elks Lodge.
So you really do need to have tickets ahead of time.
Yes, you do. They have to be by the 7th of February.
Okay, that's coming up. Not too far away. Yes, I can't believe February is almost here. So, you know, good idea, Brenda. You said, you know, you don't have to be man, wife, couple, whatever. Mom, daughter, son, whatever. Good idea. Because Valentine's Day, you know, we have that kind of Cupid thing. But, hey, good
time. It gets lonely for a lot of people.
It does. Yeah, great idea, Brenda. So this will all be in the Elks dining room, which
will.
Is downstairs, right? Okay.
And we do have an elevator that will take you from the dining room to the third floor or the main floor for your convenience.
Okay. If people need to, will the, like, back door be open so
they
don't have to go up the stairs?
They can come in the back door.
Okay, good. That's good. Thing to think about, because those are quite a few steps
to
the front door.
Three flights of stairs.
So good thing to have that kind of help. And then after you have a great dinner, you can have some great music. And Margaret Sontag's here to talk about that.
Yes. Atlantic BPW is promoting the Exit 113 band again. They were here last year, and we packed the house, and everybody just loved them. Even if you don't like to dance, just come and listen to the music. They play 50s, 60s, 70s, blues, swing, all other kinds of really neat songs.
Do they take requests?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Because when they've got that kind of a range, you know, probably whatever you want, they would be able to play.
Yes. And we're going to be upstairs at the Elks, so we finish your dinner and you come upstairs and dance the night away. It's from 7 to 11. And at 9 p.m. we're going to have a drawing from the advanced ticket sales for a door prize. You must be there to win that. And our ticket information is it's $10 in advance, $12 at the door, but we don't guarantee that there will be any tickets at the door. Last year we just packed the house and had to put up some extra tables and so we look for a crowd.
Is a limit, you know, to how many people you can pack in. I'm sure there's some legal limits.
We are putting a limit on it, so we don't guarantee any tickets at the door. But you can get your tickets at the Elks Lodge or Choice Printing Safeguard or Rex Pharmacy, or call Debbie Lysted at 249-1480.
Or if you're really lucky.
Yes. When this program is over today, we're going to give away a pair of tickets. So be sure and listen when LaVon says call now. Our first caller will win a pair of tickets. So BPW did very well last year when we promoted them, and we were able to give an extra $1,000 scholarship and an extra $1,000 back to the community. We support a lot of community projects, and so we were really tickled about that. In fact, it's almost getting so our craft show, which is coming up on March 28th, that's always been our good fundraiser. And this has really helped and helped a lot of other people, too.
And, you know, I always think the neat thing about this is people can come and have a great time, but they're doing good stuff for other people, even if they don't think about that.
Yes, they are. They're helping somebody else with their schooling, and they're helping the community.
You bet. And I know you have a variety of things that you do in your community. And saying that, Brenda, the Elks also do, you know, I think sometimes they just think about, well, there's the building and you can come and eat and have some meetings or whatever. But the Elks do some great things for the community and the nation.
Yes, we have our Elks National Foundation, which last year the BPW made a donation to that organization through our organization, and we just received word the other day that we've received a $2,000 grant that we're going to present to our community. So more information about that will be coming out later. We just found out yesterday. So $2,000 back to our community through the Elks Lodge.
Great. And you have some youth programs. I don't know where those are at.
We are a charter sponsor of the Boy Scouts, Troop 54, and we also serve our veterans and do whatever we can there.
Do you, you used to have a like a basketball tournament kind of thing
for the
kids?
We have the hoop shoot, the national hoop shoot. Yeah. Yes, Greg Schuler is in charge of that, and I think that's coming up. I'm not sure. But
it's sort of basketball season.
Yeah, it is.
So.
Yeah.
I think so. So, yeah, something going on. Now, if there are kids who would want to enter that, for instance, do their parents have to be members? Are there any qualifications?
No, it's open to anybody in the school.
Okay.
Certain age groups, but
Okay.
It's open to anybody.
Okay. And what do you have to do to be a member of the Elks? You know, if people want to say, I want to get involved because they do good things, it's a good way to meet people, what do you do?
Just come in, talk to someone that you'd like to become a member, and someone will sponsor you, and that's about all there is to it.
Okay. And you'd be a good person to talk
to,
Brenda.
Sure, they can give me a call.
Yeah.
249-9745.
Now, one of the things that's changed that I see is that there are women who are officers in the Elks.
Yes, sir. Women can become Elks if they want to. We also have our ladies' organization, the BPO Does, but they can become Elks and be active in anything that the Elks does and charity work.
Yes, and I'm not sure when that happened, but all of a sudden I'm seeing that there are some local officers, and hey, group wants to get things done. They need to get some women involved.
They do. They really do.
That may sound a bit prejudiced, but
no. Well, we're women. That's the way it is.
That's true. So now we've talked a bit about the Elks. Let's come back and talk a little bit about the BPW organization, Business and Professional Women. You meet on a regular basis?
Yes, we meet every third Wednesday night of the month, and it's always a dinner meeting. We meet at various restaurants, or sometimes our upcoming meeting is going to be at the United Church of Christ, and then we'll have it catered. And we always have a speaker, and we have a lot of fun. We do a lot of things. In fact, this last year we received the volunteer award from the Chamber of Commerce. So we were really tickled about that because we're active in a lot of the chamber things, Santa's Cabin and Trick or Treat, Christmas Parade. We do the Festival of Trees, donate to lights and a lot of projects.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always have to say, the Atlantic BPW Group, is the most active in the whole state of Iowa.
Yes, we are. We're the largest. We have about 50 members. And we are the largest organization of BPW in the state of Iowa. When we go to the state meetings, they're always looking to us for answers of how do you keep your members?
That's right. How do you do that? Because you have a pretty big group.
And we're always looking for more members. So if you're looking for a fun organization and a organization that does a lot of things for the community,
you don't have to own a business to be a member.
No, you don't. We take it. Well, you just have to be a man or a woman. That's all we require.
And do you have any men who are members in the Atlantic group?
I know not in the Atlantic group. There is in the state of Iowa. But this year we gave one of our scholarships to a man here in Atlantic.
All
so
right.
We're not prejudiced.
Equal opportunity there. So that's good to know. You know, we all have common goals. So I think it's really good to work together on that.
We have no age limit either.
Oh, okay.
You can be young. We love the young ones. They're a little more agile and able to do a lot of things. But we've got members that are in the 90s. So
wow. Yeah. So some of those members have been members, I'm sure, for a long
time. Yes.
Carry on.
Yes. There's some that have been like 40 years. I've been in for 26 years myself.
Where did that go?
I don't know where that went, but
yes. Then Brenda, now you have some responsibilities at the Elks. You know, I mentioned being an officer, but you also have some additional responsibilities. I mean, you're going to get all the decorations together. So tell us a bit about some of your responsibilities.
Well, I'm the secretary of the Elks Lodge, so I have to attend all the meetings, state meetings, and sometimes the national meetings. Here at our local lodge, I do the decorating. I have a lot of helpers, and we have a fun time doing it. And anything that happens, I try to take part and have fun with it.
Mm-hmm. And And I have to say that my experience with when you do these special events, the decorations are wonderful. And I'm thinking back to that quilt show. I mean, that just went over the top.
We were really amazed by that. But that was a Doe's function.
Yes.
So.
But you work with a Doe,
yes,
right?
Yes,
I mean,
I
it's
do.
A hand
yes.
in, yeah, mm-hmm. you bet. So, again, if people, somebody new to the community, either one of these organizations would be a good way.
We'd love to have them. We always need more members.
And get acquainted with people and get involved with what's going on in the community.
Right.
Good way to find out what's going on. So, Brenda, remind us on the 14th, Saturday the 14th, the food part.
We will be having two servings, one at 5:30, one at 7. It's prime rib or Windsor chop and with all the necessities with it, and the price would be $30 a person, and tickets are at Safeguard Choice Printing, Safeguard, Rex Pharmacy, and the Lodge, same as the dance tickets.
All right, and get those by the 7th of February. Yep. And again, the dance is what time?
The dance is from 7 to 11 in the upstairs at the Elks, and at 9 o'clock, for people that have advance tickets, we'll have a drawing for a door prize, must be present to win. Tickets are $10 in advance, $12 at the door. We don't guarantee any at the door, so you can get them at the tickets at the Elks, the Choice Printing, Rex Pharmacy, or call Debbie Leisted at 249-1480.
All right. Thank you very much to Brenda Swope and to Margaret Sontag for being here this morning. And remember, the first caller right after we sign off here is going to get a pair of tickets free. A lot of us would like to move mountains, but few of us are willing to practice on small hills.